effect of nitrogen fertility on agronomic parameters and arthropod activity in drip irrigated cotton. Lots of people contributed to this research. And again, I am trying to present the last couple years of data, but this is a long-term research. We have been doing this research for the last 8-9 years, we are not collecting detailed data until the last couple of years, so that's the time frame that I'll be focusing on. Stan Carroll is a research scientist in my program. R.B. Sresta is research associate. Bo Kiji is also technician in the program. Doug Nesmith and Jim Brodowski really manage the plot and help us out in the research. With that, just a little overview why we even did this nitrogen study. Second to water, nitrogen limits cotton production in the Texas high plains, and that's probably true to every cotton producing region in the country. And the last several years, in early 2000 until the last couple of years, we were working on variable rate nitrogen management and compared to the blanket rate and so forth. Obviously variable rate nitrogen management based on soil nitrate test done in the spring could save farmers nitrogen fertilizers, and obviously it's going to protect groundwater quality. So we are interested in looking at the variable rate nitrogen use. Leaf nitrogen did not vary with nitrogen application method nonetheless. Whether you use variable nitrogen or blanket to an optimal amount, 100 to 120 pound of nitrogen per acre. So it didn't matter. So leaf nitrogen was about the same regardless of the type of nitrogen application. However, both the blanket and variable nitrogen resulted in higher level of leaf nitrogen compared to the zero nitrogen. When I say zero nitrogen, that's not real zero in the field, so we didn't augment nitrogen in the field. So if we do not augment nitrogen in the soil, with the residual level of nitrogen always resulted in significantly lower level of leaf nitrogen compared to when we apply nitrogen to the optimum level. So we had, although we had only 2 points, zero nitrogen or optimum level of nitrogen, where we would see significant difference in leaf nitrogen, and that significant increase in leaf nitrogen resulted in higher level of cotton aphids. So we are only monitoring cotton aphids. So we and why we got higher level of aphid is because optimal level of nitrogen favored both survival and reproduction because the leaves are more nutritious. So basically the nitrogen stressed plants will have a fewer number of aphids. So population dynamics of cotton aphids and other arthropods have not been examined in the range of soil nitrogen. We had only from zero and optimum. So in particular, we didn't have plant growth parameters. All the growth parameters that I'm going to present in this data, in this talk, were not really available to compare to that range. So our objectives were to determine cotton growth parameters and fruiting profiles as influenced by varying level of soil nitrogen, all the way from zero to a couple hundred pounds of nitrogen, to see where the threshold, the nitrogen levels would be optimal from the standpoint of both cotton production and from insect management. And also we are interested in quantifying cotton arthropod population abundance as function of nitrogen application rates. And perhaps our goal is to establish a relationship between soil nitrogen and nitrogen uptake in the leaves, ultimately affecting arthropod population levels. So the third objective will be down the road after a couple more years of data is collected, but right now we have general understanding of how nitrogen levels, varying nitrogen level, will impact the production and quality and so forth. Just to start off with the experimental layout, we had five treatments, 0, 50, 100, 150, and 200 pounds nitrogen per acre applied with five reps. So we got 25 plots here. So these were the blocks. So we had randomized complete block. The last couple, 3 years, we are using FiberMax 96C3B2RF. Planting generally in mid-May. Of course, it depends on the rainfall and the other logistics, but generally we try to plant during that time frame. And we measured lots of parameters. Majority of main parameters are listed here: plant growth profile, fruiting profile. We did the Cartman square map program throughout the season. And all the mobile arthropods were sampled by the key sampler, modified blower type sampling device. And aphids were counted on 20 leaves per plot. We also measured leaf chlorophyll, leaf nitrogen, and so forth on fifth main stem node leaves throughout the season. So we wanted to kind of standardize the region of the plant. And of course, we had lint yield and quality parameters, micronair and so forth. Okay. And I'll present some, you know, selected data here and try to compare the last 2 years of data. First, residual nitrogen, we did that 0 to 24 inch score, the total residual nitrogen. These are the treatments, 0 to 200 pounds applied nitrogen treatment plots. You can see, 45, let's see here, 35 pounds all the way to, we got over 80 pounds of nitrogen, residual nitrogen in the field. So in fact, you really may not need to put nitrogen at all here. You got 80 pounds of nitrogen right there. So we had, and again, we had already set up these tests for the last 7 years or so. That's why you can see the tremendous variation here. And particularly the two highest rates, 150 and 200 pounds, had significantly higher level of residual nitrogen compared to the rest. And that was consistent between both years. And had been that way for the last several years. You can see the last two had significantly higher residual nitrogen than the rest, but 2009 had overall lower level of residual nitrogen. With that, let's compare other parameters, plant parameters. First, we were interested in looking at whether the residual amount of nitrogen, the variation that of really, you already saw the variation in the residual nitrogen, and we are not going to put the treatment out until for P80 square or so forth. So we are trying to see whether that residual variation in residual nitrogen will affect the early plant growth. So on July 3, which is about maybe 6, 7 to 8 node stage crop, we measured the plant heights and a couple other parameters. And there was hardly any, there are some significant differences here, but really, there is no telling what's happening here. So, more or less, there was no significant effect of variation in residual nitrogen. This is the only effect of residual nitrogen because we have not executed the treatments yet for that year. This year, 2009, this crop was 1 week older than this because of the planting date difference. So these are 1 week apart, and you can see tremendous difference. So just by 1 week, plants were a lot bigger than the previous year. No significant difference in the plant height. Root length, not much difference here. A little bit, but not real drastic difference. There is a trend here, 200 pounds, appear to have a shorter root length. And you can see here, but you can see here too, so I'm not sure what's happening, but by and large, there was not major difference. Leaf area, you can see a little larger leaf area here. Again, no statistically difference here. You can see a little trend here, 150, 200 pound nitrogen treatments could have had slightly bigger leaves, but again, it was so early in the season, probably didn't make much difference. Okay. Now let's look at the leaf chlorophyll reading. We did this only in 2009, and you can see clearly, we measured actually throughout the season, zero nitrogen plot. So somewhere in here, well, we already had put the nitrogen treatments by this time. You can see by late August, zero nitrogen applied plots didn't have much juice left. So you can see the leaves, leaf chlorophyll content reduced precipitously. Okay? Whereas others stay the same, and you can see 50 pounds had statistically, higher level of chlorophyll content, and then the other three, 100, 150, and 200, were all similar. So from 100 pounds and on up, leaf chlorophyll content did not vary among those three. And look at the cotton aphid. Aphids didn't show up until late August, and that's pretty typical of our high plains system. If at all they show up, it's not year in, year out problem. And you can see zero nitrogen applied plot had generally lower, when you do the average, significantly lower aphid abundance compared to the rest, but there was no significant difference across the rest of the thing. So zero nitrogen was, zero nitrogen separated from the rest of the treatments in both in terms of chlorophyll content and aphid numbers. And we also look at, we tagged the bowls at flowering and measured at 350 heat units, the amount of pressure required to puncture those bowls, mimicking the sting bugs or Liguus puncture, and see whether the nitrogen variation will affect the penetrability or susceptibility of those bowls, because 350 heat units is kind of like our threshold, bowl threshold for the late insect site termination for Liguus. And you can see clearly zero nitrogen treated plots required significantly higher amount of pressure, meaning that those bowls were, you know, a little tougher because they were trying to cut out. So compared to the rest of the other treatments did not vary. So if you put 50 pounds and up, they are about the same in terms of susceptibility of the bowls to Liguus bugs. Now let's look at some lint yield data with the nitrogen levels. And obviously we saw pretty much a staircase effect here until here, and then pretty much plateaued. But statistically speaking, 100 pounds and up, no yield difference, both years. Yield was a little lower this year, so even a 0 pound nitrogen applied plot got over 200 pounds, 1200 pounds. So, and this year we got over 1000 pounds. So we are doing pretty good. 9 years, no nitrogen applied in this plot, same plots, and we are still producing 1200 pounds plus. So we are doing pretty good in Texas. So look at these yield here, 100 pounds and up, really didn't gain much in terms of yield. Look at the, I'm just using the Micronair as an example. I'm not going to present all the quality attributes, but when you put more than 100 pounds, you compromise the quality here. I don't know what happened here. I was expecting this bar will be similar to 150, but that's more clear here. So there is not only trend, there is statistical significance here, and I can firmly say that past 100 pounds of nitrogen, you compromise the lint quality. And 3.4 is kind of our cutoff line for, you know, the quality, the discount, and you can see, well, the premium, but here, I don't know exactly what's the discount level, but clearly the 150 and 200 pound nitrogen applied plots gave us significantly lower level of Micronair, sufficient enough to get discounted lint. Okay. In summary, high rate of applied nitrogen, more than 100 pounds per acre, resulted in high residual nitrogen for the following season. But that variation in the residual nitrogen the following season did not significantly affect the early plant growth. It did not affect until 6 to 9 node stage. But increased nitrogen levels increased chlorophyll content on leaves. But aphid abundance was significantly lower in zero nitrogen plots compared with other nitrogen plots. And higher rates of applied nitrogen when it's above 100 pounds per acre, that resulted in higher lint yield, but the Micronair values were significantly reduced. When I say higher lint yield, you know, not significantly across those three, so, and perhaps 100 to 150, you know, 100 to 120 pounds is probably our threshold nitrogen that we need to apply in our region. And we'll be continuing this research for the next few years to get a lot of detailed plant parameter and lint quality and so forth. So I think that's all I have, and I appreciate the support from Cotton Incorporated, Plains Cotton Growers, and my institute, AgriLife Research. Thank you. Questions, comments? Yes, sir. No, we added, I mean, the base levels were 0.50 and so forth. So those were, so, yes. So 2008 we got 280 pounds in the highest treatment versus 40 pounds in the zero. No. We always had constant, yeah, good point. Yes. It will be discounted. Those 250 and 200 pound treatment lint will be discounted. I don't have the actual discount value, but those were below the discount range. Any more? If none, this is it, guys. So thank you.